You've had good success though. I mean, you know, really high league finish. You got in the playoffs.
Yeah, we did. You know, we had a tough season last year. And obviously the season before, we had a fantastic year making the playoffs and losing out to the eventual winners of Oxford. It's a case. I mean, like I say, I feel extremely sad for a lot of people connected with the club. But, you know, obviously I have a family and consider my own future. And I'll do that over the weekend and hopefully speak to the people that I need to and obviously discuss the future firstly of Rushden and Diamonds Football Club, of where that's going to be and where that's going, and then obviously make a decision on that, whether that's with me as part of it or I have to look at ventures new.
With the knowledge though that you have now, as you say, you've been there some time, and to be fair, it's sort of the level of football we're talking about. You look at the turnover of managers these days. You know, you have been in charge. Where you were sort of assistant manager and then took over in. So you've been there 2.5 years as manager virtually, haven't you? And you know, you've built up quite a lot of knowledge of the club. Do you think that there is the sort of the core there, the fan base there, the spirit there, that, you know, that they can take the knock and still, at some level, still be a football club?
I really do feel that there'll be a football club, whether or not what level that can maintain or get back to, because, like you said earlier, that it is a relatively new football club. And unfortunately, when they made their way into the Football League, they probably didn't establish themselves in there long enough to get a hardcore fan base above what they've got now, which is around about 1,000 people.
Yeah.
With the facilities and the money it costs to keep that facility going at Name Park, it's very, very difficult to run that on 1,000 supporters. You know, we look at AFC Wimbledon, what a fantastic job Terry Brown's just done with those. But, you know, you've got to look at their core of their fans of 3,000-3,500 people at every home game, so they always had an opportunity to you know, sort of escalate through the leagues. But you know, with Rushden, it's not going to be that easy because of the amount of support they have. I mean, they are fantastic supporters, and we've had a great time together since myself has been at the football club. But whether or not that can do an AFC Wimbledon, it's gonna be interesting to see. But I'm sure there will be a football club. What level and what stature that is, only time will tell.
And I appreciate, obviously, your thoughts and your concerns. You know, a proportion of them are with the club and with the fans and with everyone connected with Rushden. From Justin Adams' point of view, from your point of view, I sort of look at job vacancies that come up and managerial vacancies that come up, and I for one, sometimes, Justin, it might be difficult for you to talk about, but I sometimes get confused as to even why Football League clubs don't have a look outside the Football League, don't look at the Conference, don't look at the Conference North and South, to young up-and-coming managers who've done well, yourself, you know, as one of a great example of those, and sort of start looking at those sort of people as saying, well, this is where we're going to start looking at for our managerial appointments. I'm not sort of indicating any club in particular, but do you feel personally that if a Football League club were to come to you, that you've gone, right, I've got the experience now, I can do this, I can be there, I can do that?
Without doubt, I think, I took a conscious decision to go this route, really. You know, when I retired, I was working in the academy at Tottenham Hotspur, but made a decision that I felt that I wanted to work with senior people and that I would go the non-league route. And I think I've had a fantastic grounding. I've worked slowly but surely up the ladder of the non-league pyramid.
Yeah,
I've learned how to handle budgets and players and staff and basically run clubs from top to bottom, really. And I think that I think you're right in what you're saying, is that far too many good managers at our level get overlooked for people maybe experienced. And this is not sort of knocking anyone, is that, you know, it seems like someone who's failed may have had experience of failure but get another job, whereas people have had success at a lower level of knowing how to win football matches and on a consistent basis but continuously get overlooked. And it is disappointing, but I think people have only got to look at how many teams come out of the Conference and go on again. You know, we just looked at Stevenage, back-to-back promotions. Torquay, you know, come up from the Conference in the playoffs this season. Yeovil have done it. You know, extremely successful teams because the managers have got a team that's used to winning. And hopefully, you know, a few more of us are getting